Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, we were talking to this Lloyd guy, which is called The Codes of Life, and how we've discovered the geotrend codes, which is the circles of life, which is very interesting. That's sort of synchronicity. Can you tell us a little bit about what The Codes of Life does and what geotrend does? Are you there, Roy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up there for a minute.
Can you hear me okay now, Edna?
We hear you clear now.
Okay. First of all, we just want to let our listeners know out there that we learned about these new technologies. And what it is, everything is energy, number one, and everything is being affected by different frequencies. And what we've learned about these codes of life is that once these frequency numbers have been entered, then things start to... people's change, you know, their health changes, you know, it goes back into balance, you know, the body responds and it does all the necessary things to heal. And along with geotrans, it works in a similar way. We learned that there were certain pinpoints that were all around the body and that certain groups or codes have to be entered in sequence in order for these to work. While the energy of life codes work in the same manner, once these frequencies have been sent to different parts of the body, then the body responds and starts to the healing process. We're beginning to find out now that this goes for anything, whether it be health, wealth, or even relationships. So this will be interesting to our callers, and we're going to be giving some free samples on how this works. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, I think it's very fascinating that, you know, they're claiming to say that we have so many strands of DNA and how all of us have certain energetic programs that have been programmed into our energy field growing up, you know, and this could even go into past lives from what we know. It's interesting because we know that everything has to do with DNA. We know that everybody has more strands than DNA that they can activate that we haven't used. And these energetic programs that have been put on us energetically, again, like, you know, we were talking about, it goes a lot deeper than just the codes, how we're born with a certain frequency or a certain number. And it'll be interesting to have Lloyd come on and talk about how that is, how that works with the codes and the frequencies. Because we know that everything is a frequency. We were talking about, you know, how we have, like, for an example, I'll just give you an example. We have bear frequency, and then we have dolphin frequency, and we have lion, white-winged lion frequency. Those programs we found that are also in your name, which is interesting because anybody with a letter A represents activation, which means you are an activator. and we know that we're all being, in other words, we're all being somehow energetically attacked every day, on a soul level and a emotional level and a physical level, because there's a lot of things that are going on around the world, and even the sun, like Lloyd was talking about the sun, on how we're also being attacked by that. So what we need to do is we need to get people back to themselves, which is back to their higher selves. Now, the way I want to explain these programs and how they work, a lot of these programs are tied in with different forms of mind control that that is going on in the media. Not just the media, but also we're being programmed every day. And so what we're talking about is we're talking about deprogramming your energetic field. And when you deprogram your energetic field, you allow this flow to go through your crown chakra, and you're able to make those connections with your higher self and your higher consciousness. And if you're blocked off from that consciousness, then that usually means that there's some type of energetic program that is blocking you. A while back, we couldn't figure out why we could not use just the geotrans alone to heal a lot of people that just could not be healed. We couldn't understand that. But now we understand the reason why they couldn't be healed, because it goes a lot deeper than that. It's you got the energetic programs, you got the code frequencies. We're being affected by all kinds of things, electronics, all kinds of mind control stuff. And so we'll teach you how to energetically deprogram all that stuff just by these codes, just by the codes of life and the geotrans and the emotional code. There is so much more than just that. I mean, there's over probably a million different types of codes that you would probably never retrieve in your whole lifetime, because we have so much chemistry that is connected with those frequencies that we need to deprogram every day. And so if we're not deprogramming, then we get caught up in what we call the AI system. And we'll go into what the AI system means with these programs. And it's basically our energetic field is connected to basically a computer. And so anytime when those programs get activated in your DNA, they get triggered by an emotion. And so this is what causes a lot of our diseases, a lot of our illnesses, a lot of things that addictions, which is what, you know, we call mind control. And so once we learn to get back to ourselves, which I like to call clear energy, we can get back to our higher selves, and we come here to do what we need to do in order to ascend. This is why we've come here, is to ascend. And so if anybody has any questions about how that works, you can email me or Roy, and we'll give you that email, and we're going to go ahead and take some callers and test out these codes and see how well it affects different people in different ways. Some people are more sensitive to energy than others, but we're going to see how this affects. Is there anything you want to share, Roy?
I just wanted to share to all our listeners and our callers out there that, to go into our website at geotrances.weebly.com, or, send Ethan an email, if you want to get more information about what we do with these codes and how effective are they. We found excellent and quick responses, to a lot of the energetic work that we've done in the past, and send that to pathfinder255@gmail.com. And so let's go ahead, Adrian, and go with our first caller.
All right, let's go ahead with our first caller from the 724 area. You're on the line with Roy and Adrian.
Hello?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Kristen, and I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Welcome,
and
Kristen.
Could you Hello. Then we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you?
To be honest with you, I am at my wit's end. I actually am searching for answers. I have mental illness. I struggle with agoraphobia and severe anxiety. Like, it's debilitating. I can't even be in public. There is, like, rationally, I can think and, you know, I know how stupid my own fears are, but I can't break through them. And my emotions run out of control. I have been through mental health, you know, 22 different medicines, everything, and nothing has worked. And I went to Blog Talk and just started Googling things, you know, to find anything that I never heard of before. And then I found your show.
First of all, we need to get your permission, or can we do this work for you?
Okay.
Okay. And also, the person that we have learned about these codes, his name is Lloyd Meir, and you could probably... I'm not sure if you're able to find him online. We just recently learned about him, and he's going to be on our show. If it's not this week, it'll be next week. Keep an eye on our advertising, and he's even going to do some work for some people because we're going to have them call in, and you'll be amazed as to what he can do, and you'll be amazed as the information that we have. So let's go ahead and get started, Agent.
Okay. With your permission, I would like to ask you some questions that will regard with what you've been experiencing. And just let me pull up my system here to bring up the code.
Okay.
1 minute. And I'm going to type your name in there, and it's going to bring up your it's going to do a scan on your DNA.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and spell your first name for me.
K-R-I-S-T-I-N.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your middle initial?
L.
Okay. All right. So basically, I'm going to type in here what your symptoms. You said you've been experiencing a lot of anxiety.
Yes, it's debilitating. Like, it paralyzes me.
Okay. Just hold on 1 minute.
It's not your average everyday case of you get a little nervous. It's pretty, you know, my eyes glaze over. And.
Well, I'm just checking my chart to see what percentage you're at right now on that percentage. And it looks like it's up to about 80% right now. And you should be at least 30-40%. And do you have a hard time sleeping?
Yes.
Good. Have you been experiencing any pain or dysfunction and illness?
Yes, a lot of pains, a lot of aches, especially like headaches.
Okay. Do you have fibromyalgia?
I have lupus.
Lupus?
CNS.
Okay. All right. So these are the codes for what you've been experiencing. I just want to use these codes, and I'm going to reverse them out of your energetic field with your permission.
Yes.
And I'm going to replace them with another set of codes that are going to replace that in your DNA. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. And I use a pendulum when I do this work. All right, so it goes like this. 108, frequency conduit. 114, 114, 30, 84, 72, 54, 0, 24, 86, 0, 0, 84, 90, 54, 120, 18, 84, 126, 36, 114, 150, 24, 84, 54, 6, 96, 0, 0, 72, 0, 84, 54, 120, 114, 54, 108, and 66 equals 246, 108, frequency conduit, 974, 9689, 3 times 10. 87312, 3244, 6296, 2353, 6592. And I'm going to go ahead and lock that in your energetic field. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8. Are we complete? And Pendulum is saying yes, we are now complete. Is she fully integrated to this feeling? What is mine to do? And this be done, and now it's time. Saying yes, yes, yes. Now, we need to check your percentage if it drops. Okay, now it's down to 20%. All right. She fully integrated. And not completely. We still got some energetic programs. Let me go ahead and scan some other things here. Is there anything you want to share, Roy, with that?
I'm getting the, you need to integrate the positive points.
Okay. We can integrate the positive one and check the pendulum here. Saying okay, that's a good one. 108 frequency conduit, 23536592. Multiplying for all times and places now. Past, present, future for all generations and all dimensions and all realities and all past lives. Integrating 411-2466-8796. Lock that into place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good. Let's check that now. Percentage. Now it's down to 10%.
Wonderful. And Kristen, I want you to share with the what have you been feeling?
I've been feeling a tingle in my hands.
Wonderful.
And this pressure on my back.
And that's exactly, you know, what a lot of our clients have, you know, have told us when they start feeling the energy that starts to activate, you know, in your body.
Okay,
yeah,
another
thought.
Another thought I'm going to do right away, so that there's no other holes in your aura, is I'm going to do a soul retrieval, and then I'm going to do a BioShield frequency code for you. Okay.
Okay.
And the way the soul retrieval goes, it is, hold on 1 minute, I gotta look that up. Okay. 108. All right, Roy, are you still there? Are you still there, Roy? Okay, looks like we lost the caller. What happened on the other line? But that's what we call the AI, and sometimes that happens. We're going to go ahead and bring Roy back on the line if we can, if the system will let us on. Sometimes these things happen when we're doing any kind of energy work. The dark side tries to stop us. But we're just going to go ahead and carry on with our work. And we'll go to the next caller from the 210. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? And how can we help you tonight?
I wanted to see, I had applied for a job, and I'm just kind of waiting to hear back. I did have a phone interview, not this Thursday, but the previous Thursday, so about 2 weeks ago. And I wanted to see kind of what you're picking up on that, if you can.
Okay. What we're doing right now is we're doing healing on some people, but I will pull I will do an archetype card on you. I work with archetypes and frequencies also.
Okay.
If you just hold on 1 minute.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll go ahead and do that for you.
Thank you.
What kind of job are you looking to do?
It would be a consulting and training job.
Okay. Right. Hold on 1 minute. I've got all these cards here. Now, just think in your mind what you would like to ask the card while I'm shuffling the deck, and then just let me know when you want me to stop, okay?
Okay. You can stop.
All right. Now, these cards may sound kind of silly, but they are part of your archetypes. Have you ever heard of archetypes before?
No, mm-mm.
What an archetype is basically like a guide, but an archetype can be anything. It can be an image, it can be an animal, it's like it could be an animal totem. It could be pretty much an object. And basically, an archetype, thing about archetypes is they either work with you or they work against you. It just kind of depends on what image you're seeing or what it is. Even your shadow archetypes can also help you as well, because you have a shadow and you have a light.
Okay.
Okay. Part of that yin and yang kind of thing. What I'm seeing here is I'm seeing a train. In other words, you know, some people use the affirmations I am, and the reason why they use the word I am is because we are all part of source energy. And the reason why they use the I am is because basically, that's what Christ used. He used the I am. In other words, I am within. The I am within is the Christ consciousness. So that's kind of like where you're at right now. You're in the Christ consciousness, and that you are ascending to a higher consciousness, which is I call God mind. It's part of the God mind, which is your crown chakra. Your consciousness is telling me that, you know, your archetype has something to do with the train. And so the train tells me that you are in right now, things are going to be moving very quickly. And it's telling you not to miss your train. In other words, this is an opportunity, and it's saying don't pass it up. Because you're only going to get one opportunity that will come your way.
and it says when the opportunity comes, it says to jump on it. Even if it sounds good or whatever, or, you know, you have your doubts about it, it's saying to take the opportunity and jump on the train, because it's going to take a long time for that train to come back again. The tiger, you also have the tiger. You have the eye of the tiger. Now, this is interesting because I had a guy tell me that one, that I have the eye of the tiger. And what that means is it means that you are on the hunt for knowledge. You're constantly on the hunt for knowledge. You crave knowledge, okay, because you got the Christ consciousness. And so, which is God mind. So basically, you have a lot of courage. You have, you are a knowledge seeker, and you are a truth seeker, and that you are on this quest of finding truth and knowledge and wisdom. And you have the courage to step on that train when that opportunity comes. And that opportunity, sometimes when that opportunity comes, you know, you might get too busy in life, and you might say, oh, maybe the next train will come. Sometimes it does, sometimes it don't. But in your case, this time it may not. Because you got the socks, which is the gift card. That means that there's new gifts that are coming your way, and it's telling you to embrace them at this time. And that the opportunity is only a one-time thing where it's coming to you. You also have the skunk card. The skunk is your protection mechanism, which you shield yourself. It's telling you to, you know, set perimeters, set boundaries. Don't let others take advantage of you. Because you have the eye of the tiger, you are a truth seeker, and other people will kind of stink things up for you. And so, and they will pee on you, of course, and take advantage. So basically, you just want to be aware of the skunk in this situation with this job or whatever. There might be somebody there that will try to do something. But just saying to avoid them. Basically, you got the kite. The kite means that you're seeing things from a higher perspective. You just let things blow away. It's basically saying don't force things. Just tell them to take a hike. In other words, go fly a kite. That's kind of what your archetype is saying, okay? The tree means that you are spiritually growing for knowledge and that you will be growing in this job situation, and you will grow like a tree. And that's pretty much what you're doing right now. But you're also growing in your roots. In other words, you need to get more grounded. You need to be around more nature. And you need to meditate in nature, get in touch with your inner child. That's the doll card that I'm seeing next to the tree. So you need to get in touch with your inner child. The swing. Just go into the swing of things, basically. It's saying to have fun. You're going to go back to a lot of your memories of your childhood, and a lot of those past life things and memories will start popping up. The strawberry means that you're really going into a lot of sweet things. It means you are a very sweet person. Everybody likes you. You have a very open mind, and you have a sweet personality. And I think that's kind of why the skunk showed up, because it's just telling you to be aware that others might take advantage of that, because, you know, you have a lot of sweetness to you. You also have the dinosaur. That's the side of you that other people don't want to mess with, okay? That's the side of you that is the reptilian genetic. We all have reptilian genetics, but that's the side of you that is basically saying, hey, you know, I'm going to be the boss. I'm going to have self-control over this situation. And there is always going to be somebody that's going to be like a dinosaur at your job. In other words, they're going to act like they're the boss, but it's saying take the bull by the horns. You also got the feather, and then things are going to kind of start smoothing out. You have a lot of light energy about you and a lot of softness. And I think that's part of the sweetness of the strawberry, you know, that you, you're going to be able to pull things off, and you're always able to get yourself out of the mud. Anytime when you're in the mud, you're able to get yourself out of the mud, pretty easy. The turtle is saying, take your time, take things slow, but it's also time for you to come out of your shell and start using your talents. And this is why I got the soccer ball. So it's basically saying that you need to also get into some kind of sport, get into something that will really help you physically, and to meet new friends. You're going to meet new people that are going to be beneficial for you. And any spiritual knowledge that you might learn, you're going to pass that on to that person, and you're going to have an effect on their life as well. And then they'll affect their life. See, and that really helps, because that's going to help your abundance, because you're helping them, and then they're going to go out and help them, and just like I'm passing the knowledge on to you, and this knowledge is going to go to somebody else, and they're going to kind of get the same kind of frequencies that's vibrating off of you, and they're going to feel that, and they're going to draw that to you. And anytime when you come across anything new in your life, I've never in my life have not seen things like that happen to me, because there has been times where people have come out of my life and with people that come in my life, and then I start seeing myself attracting positive things in my life. And it may not seem that way at first, because you got to shake yourself off the mud, out of the mud first. And so once you shake yourself off,
then it will count. It's like I had a phone interview, and I just hadn't heard anything, so I was just kind of getting, like, nervous, you know?
Mm-hmm. That has to do with the turtle. That means that things are moving kind of slowly. But there is an opportunity coming, and it's telling you when that opportunity comes to hurry and jump on the swing before somebody grabs the swing. And just take the train and don't look back. Basically, don't make any U-turns, you know, like going back to old jobs or old acquaintances or old relationships, or press forward. That's what I get from that card, from your guide.
Funny that you get the kite card, too, because this job will require me to be flying.
Mm-hmm. I think you're really going to enjoy it. From what I see in the card, looks like you're really gonna enjoy a lot of this stuff by next month. I definitely do see you having a job.
Okay, that's good. And as far as
you can go ahead and send me an email. I'm at pathfinder255@gmail.com, and you can go ahead and give me a call anytime, and I will teach you how to prepare for things to come, so you can pass that knowledge on. And anybody that would like to call, that would like to email me, go right ahead, and I would love to